A Star-Filled Night Sky.
Opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it for it.
An Orion Pictures release, a Donaldson Rovan Cavallo production, a Roger Donaldson film. Robin Williams, Tim Robinson, Cadillac Man. A hazy New York skyline. A panorama of a gigantic cemetery stretching over many acres.
Grab it on the right, grab it in the middle and hold it tight. Snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Grab it when it's cold, grab it when it's hot. Grab it in the place where you grab a lot. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away.
Pamela Reed, Fran Drescher, Zach Norman, Annabella Sciorra, Laurie Petty, Paul Guilfoyle, Bill Nelson. Written by Ken Friedman. Directed by Roger Donaldson.
Grab it down low, grab it real tight, don't let it go. Snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away.
A funeral cortege is parked beside the cemetery in a down-at-heel area. The bonnet of the hearse that's leading is up, and steam pours from the engine bay.
I thought you guys were supposed to service this thing. Yeah, I don't know.
Grab it when it's cold, grab it when it's hot.
A 30-something guy wearing shades and sporting a moustache drives an open-topped convertible past the scene.
Better snatch and grab it for it gets away.
Son of a bitch!
An undertaker kicks a tire. The guy in the convertible pulls up, gets out, and goes to the four men in dark suits who are standing round the steaming hearse.
Blown engine, right?
Yeah, the engine's blown to hell.
Oh. You want me to call your tow truck?
No, we got help coming.
Really? Joey O'Brien, Turgeon Auto. Finest automobiles...
A business card.
Oh, great. Just what I need, a goddamn car salesman.
You know, you're in a very dignified profession, and people rely upon you for the last images they have of their loved ones, and this ain't a pretty picture.
Oh, please, I'm trying to bury a guy, not buy a hearse.
Hey, I'm talking a deal, $500 over invoice.
Dealer invoice?
Dealer invoice. Come on by tomorrow. We're having a one-time-only sale of all of our luxury vehicles. I'll customize anything you want. I will personally walk you through every step of the deal. We'll have your business back on its feet by Monday. Back from the dead, as you might say.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
If I might interrupt, what are you doing about my husband?
We've arranged for a pickup truck.
The truck arrives in a cloud of smoke.
No. I did not spend $10,000 to have my Ralph carted around in a pickup truck. I'll put you out of business. Or better still, I'll take your phone. I'll bury you for this.
Madam?
What is it?
What's up?
My deepest condolences. May I suggest that we move your husband along as quickly as possible to his last resting place? Because, as you can see, it's a very, very hot day, and there is no air conditioning, so I think we should get him out of the sun as quickly as possible. Please. I'll gladly...
He leads her away.
Please, gentlemen.
The woman, elegantly dressed in black and wearing a veil, watches the men get the coffin out of the hearse.
This guy needs to go on a diet.
Please, that's the widow, man.
What you feeding the guy?
Life's crazy, isn't it? I mean, here I am driving along, minding my own business, when opportunity knocks.
Oh!
Oh, no.
Get all the flowers.
Oh!
He's in there. Oh, this must be very stressful for you. $10,000 for a funeral. Oh, she's got to be well off.
You'll be all right.
Don't you worry. This is a nice box. You must have carried a big life policy.
Say, thanks a lot. I mean, this is not even your funeral.
Hey, I do for you, maybe one day you do for me.
Maybe.
She could use some cheering up at a time like this, and people get a lot of pleasure from a new car. Yeah, she'll want to get on with her life.
Can I?
Hey, the flowers are transferred.
A widow, a car, at her husband's funeral? I mean, people are going to think that's a little insensitive. Yeah, but come on, most people think the car salesman is scum of the earth anyway.
Joey adopts a slimy, compassionate smile and approaches the distraught widow.
Thank you.
The coffin's now on the truck and covered in flowers.
Yes, he was a fine man.
A man who took care of you all of his life. Never denied you anything.
Nothing. Ralph denied me nothing. He was a good provider.
Now that he's gone, I'm sure that he wouldn't want you to deny yourself in his absence. Joey O'Brien, Turgeon Auto.
He hands her a business card. The woman draws back her veil to look at it.
My business card.
You're not trying to sell me a car, are you? At my husband's funeral? Before he's even in the ground? Are you?
Yes.
You sleaze.
He smiles.
You are the scum of the earth.
She tears up his card. Joey drives.
But I gotta keep trying, because you know why? A lot of them do work out. And when they do, I feel great. Because I'm making someone happy. It's like I'm making a friend, what I like to call a relationship for life. Oh, I love to sell. It's pathological, I guess. I don't know. Hey, you know why? Because at that moment, at that point of sale, I cannot get any closer to another human being without protection.
A little to the right, a little to the left. Okay, good. Oh.
A dark-haired woman lies in bed with Joey beneath the sheets.
Honey,
he speaks perfect English.
I'm Molly.
That's Molly. I mean, somebody to work with. Huh? Wait.
I'm Joey, and I'm going to put you in the car, Goodreads. We're closing our doors after 35 years in one location. And we have got to sell or lease.
Looks very professional.
Sunday.
Joey pulls into Turgeon Autos in his convertible. He gets out of his car and addresses a young guy who's wearing a black vest and has long dark hair.
Hang on a second, I want to show you something.
A tattoo.
Boy, buddy, huh?
Yeah, it's really tasteful. Little skulls with death rocks. You know what would be nice? Maybe some worms crawling out of them. That really pissed your dad off.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty redhead Molly.
Now have the best.
Joey, I'm with a customer. You do remember what a customer looks like, don't you?
Joey.
Hey, Jackie.
I know I'm late, but I've been taking care of business, babe.
Yeah, I know the kind of business you're taking care of.
No, really. I hustled a new hearse at a funeral.
Oh, come on, Joey. Don't bullshit me. This is Jackie you're talking to
Jackie,
here.
Jackie, I'm not bullshitting. It's coming in tomorrow.
Good.
Jackie?
Yeah.
The guy you wanted from downtown is holding on line one.
Oh, yeah. Tell him I'll call him later.
Later?
Oh, God. She just drives me crazy.
Jackie, be a little more subtle, huh? She's a married woman. You don't want to get caught, do you?
Hey, come on. God forgive me, Joey. I mean, I just can't help myself.
Hey, who can?
Look, Joey, I got to talk to you about the sale tomorrow.
Jackie, I'm ready.
You remember those two guys that came... No, you weren't even here that day. Anyway, Dad had a couple of outside experts come by to check our operation. Mm-hmm. And they recommended that we reduce the sales force when we move to the new location.
How many are you going to lose?
Well, Molly's going to stay because she sells cars. And Dad's got a big heart, so maybe one or two others.
Jackie, what are you talking about? For the guys, we made this place.
Oh, come on, Joey, read the sign. Big Jack Turgeon made the place. He made you. He taught you how to sell. He made you rich. You'd still be rich if you didn't blow it on the babes all the time.
Well, I'm having a few problems, you know, some of them personal. But I'm working them out, and I'll be back. Better than ever, I really will.
Well, get back by tomorrow, because you got to close a dozen units to make an impression on the old man. Otherwise, you're gone.
What are you talking about, 12 units by tomorrow?
Yeah, today and tomorrow.
Today's dead. No one's going to come in today if they know they can get it tomorrow on sale.
Well, I don't know. Get on your horse, cowboy. Call all your old clients. I'll toss you a few leads. Do whatever you got to do to get people in here. Because you got to sell, 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 Joey.
Because it'll be terrible if you weren't here anymore.
Terrible?
Nah. Be a total fucking disaster.
Frankie! Hey, Frankie, wake up over there. Wash my car, will you? And do a good job for once. I don't care who your old man is. Chopsticks, I'm buying.
I'm talking about this bullshit now.
Humor. Maybe like the old days. I mean, who knows? Anything can happen. Look at Russia.
Right. Things to work out here. I can sell Lincolns in Lithuania.
It's a good idea.
I probably right around, huh?
In a Chinese restaurant.
Helen.
You might. Come on.
Give me some of those shrimp things.
No, back off. That's not for you. Just for better table.
What better table?
This one for you.
Martial arts. Oh.
Three, maybe, I think, huh?
No, two. I'm not going to buy out that easy.
Three. You big man. You need to eat a lot.
What are you working on, commission? I mean, you know, we'd sell the soles off your feet.
Hey, you shut up. You don't mess with me, okay?
Helen, you have a cat today?
Hmm? No more. Finish. Oh. But this is very special for you.
What's for me?
It's a monkey brain.
Monkey brain, huh? Right. Oh, Helen, that's not the monkey's brain. Look at that. That's a different part of the monkey.
Stop playing with it now. Eat it. Okay.
Enjoy.
The bear's balls.
What?
Okay, you shut up now. Eat.
Okay.
Frankie's washing a Rolls Royce when Jackie's lust interest Donna wiggles out wearing pedal pushes.
Honey, what do we get?
She feels his butt, then walks over the road to the restaurant and enters.
Well, in my life, I miss.
Donna's dark-haired and voluptuous.
Oh, no. Mrs. Sturgeon wants you to call her now.
Wife calls, back to balls.
That's my room, Benny.
Well, you guys want me to keep treating lunch. Just remember, you have to sell every damn one of those cars on my lot tomorrow. Because if I'm not making, you're not making. So let's hear the company motto.
Yeah. Nobody gets out alive.
How the hell am I going to sell 12 cars by tomorrow? 12 cars in one day? That's impossible. I don't know. Maybe it can be done. Maybe I'm the guy to do it. But what am I doing? Instead of selling, I'm going out shopping with Joy. I'm a sick man. Oh, God, why? Because I can't say no to a woman. I love them. I just got to make them happy. Because if they're happy, I get a chance to be happy.
That my whole life should hang in the balance. I mean, I've got to know. I am not going to divorce Harry until I know that I'm going to be taken care of. I mean, am I wrong? If I'm wrong, tell me.
You're wrong.
Nice piece, isn't it, sir?
Lovely.
Gorgeous.
One of my favorites. Came in on an estate sale. Mm. French art glass, Galet, mid-19th century. Would you like me to price it for you?
Yeah, would you please? So what's it going to be? Huh?
What? Look at you buying here. What? I mean, I'll never be able to do for you what Harry can. I don't have his money, you know? Listen, I got family responsibilities. I got a mother, I got a daughter going to college soon.
This. You know, you insult me. I am not talking about financial support, you putz, you. I'm talking emotional support. Emotional? Can you afford that?
Yeah.
The salesman hands Joey a piece of paper.
You like this?
I like you.
Do you want it?
I want you.
$3,000, huh? So what you're saying is someone died and you got this baby real cheap, right?
Honey.
Babe. You mind showing us the invoice?
Sir.
I see a lot of art hanging around here with what we like to call dust on it, you know? Hey, you don't make money if you don't move the inventory, do you? May I have a moment with you?
Joey pulls up in a traffic jam.
I gotta sell some cars, okay?
Honey, I just said it's very embarrassing is all I'm saying. I don't understand why it's necessary for you to try and sell the man a car.
What are you pissed about? I just saved you $1,000, right?
Honey, it's not that and you know it. What are you doing? I thought you quit smoking. Have a piece of gum instead. Here.
What do you hate Harry so much for? You want to throw his money away?
I don't hate Harry. Can I help it if the bastard loves it when I spend his money?
Come on! I don't make that kind of money, Joy.
I know you don't, honey. I'm not asking you to marry me. I'm just saying I will... Shut up! I will not share you with other women, darling. And that includes Tina.
Come on, it's green, huh? What are you talking about, Tina? We're divorced, you know that.
You still sleep with her.
I do not sleep with her. I see her, huh? I have a daughter with her. I have to see her to see my daughter. If I don't see her, some other schlub sees her. I don't get to see my daughter at all.
Joey.
Joy.
Joey.
Joy, I hear what you're saying. I know what you want.
Honey, so let's call Harry. We'll just get it over with. There's a payphone. Let's just...
George, Jesus Christ, I gotta get to work. I'm gonna lose my goddamn job if I don't... What's your problem?
Hey, honey. Honey, you get the dog all excited.
I don't mean to. I'm sorry, darling.
You didn't bond with him when he was a puppy.
I'll bond with him. Yeah, I'll bond with him very soon.
Angel, sweetie.
Darling.
Baby. Moments.
A big, burly guy.
It's okay, Mario. It's my car, huh?
Hey. Sorry about that.
Put the cigarette out. Tony's trying to quit.
Yeah. These things will kill you.
Mario opens a gate to let Joey in.
Oh, God, am I late? Hope Tony will still see me. Some people late to see Tony end up late for their own funeral. Yeah, wait a minute. Carmine will bail me out. Yeah, good old Carmine. Tony's number one man.
Come in, Joe.
A guy with a ponytail.
Where's Carmine? Hunting accident. Wait here.
The ponytail guy brings drinks.
There you go, Joey.
Thanks, Tony.
Hey. All right, let's get down to business. What's on your mind?
I was wondering if you or any of the boys are looking for a new car because we're having a sale on Sunday, don't
you? You having a sale?
Yeah.
Is that what you came here for, Joey?
Yeah, Tom.
I'll tell you what, I'll pass the word along.
That'd be nice.
Joey, you didn't come here looking for money? Joey, please, no more money.
Hey, Tony, I'm not asking.
20 G's, Joey. Listen, we go back. But I am not your personal banker, Joey.
Hey, Tony, you've been great to me. Thank you, really. God bless you.
You know other guys out 20 G's? Other guys I fix. Listen to me. And listen to me carefully, please, Joey. Don't make me wait too long, Joey, please.
No.
Don't make me wait too long.
Tony eyes him firmly. Joey shakes his head nervously, then nods and winks matily.
Salud.
Gendon. Take it from me, Joey, as much fun as women are, they are not worth ruining your life over.
Yeah, you got it. Tony, thanks for spreading the word about the sale.
Not a problem. Thanks for getting my kid that weekend job. Frankie, that lazy shit. Did you see that fucking tattoo he has on his arm?
Yeah.
Thinks he's gonna be a rock and roll star? Sometimes I think he's gonna be a fruit.
Huh?
Hey, I'll see you.
Yeah, we go back, Tom.
We go back, Joey.
Joey pulls up at a white-painted modern house which has a garage built beneath it. Joey puts out his cigarette.
Hey, Joey, here are the rules. No wisecracks, no arguments, and definitely no fighting with the wife. Ex-wife. Remember the alimony? Hey, my paint job's still holding up. Okay, I get in there, I get her back in that good mood like I used to. Then I take care of business. Car business. Wait a minute, maybe she's seeing somebody. Why not? She's a good-looking woman. Who wouldn't be attracted to her?
He turns away from the front door. Using a key, Joey enters the house.
Staying alive. Staying alive. Staying alive.
Tina, wearing an all-in-one leopard-skin print vest and pants, is on an exercise bike and wearing headphones. She suddenly sees Joey watching. She turns off her Walkman.
Coming in here without calling, without even ringing the damn bell. You don't live here, you know?
No, I just paid for it.
Oh, hey, that does not give you the right to keep coming in here. Especially when I'm not home.
Hey, you know, I don't do that.
Get off it, Joey. I know you smell.
Yeah.
You're married to someone for 11 years. You get to know a lot of things. Get out of my mail.
Excuse me. What is this, huh?
It's food. It's for vitamins.
No, these are chemicals. Come on. Lisa needs real food to grow, not plant fertilizer.
She's grown.
Yeah.
Anyway, I cook for her. She's never here to eat it.
Where the hell is she?
She's 15. That's where she is. She thinks she's her own boss. Yeah. Thinks she doesn't have to go to school anymore.
What, she's ditching? Tina, you're supposed to tell me this stuff.
It's a new friends, Joey. That's what I think.
What kind of friends she got, Tina? Do you know from these friends?
Yeah, some of them.
What, is she into drugs, something like that?
She needs a father.
She's got one.
It wouldn't hurt if you set a little cash aside for Lisa's college, like you keep saying you are.
Tina, I've always taken care of you, but I'm living in two rooms as big as your garage, huh? I'm living like a fucking cabbage seller, like my old man.
Oh, yeah, because you spend your money on whores instead of your daughter's education.
That's it. My lady friends are not whores.
So marry one.
You couldn't afford me to, because God forbid you might have to get a real job.
I got a real job, Joey. Catering, remember?
Oh, come on, Tina. Whipping up a few cheese logs for your friends' parties ain't a real job.
It was when I cooked for you.
You know what the real job was? Eating it.
Oh, I didn't see you get any thinner.
I'm lucky I didn't blow my ass off after eating beans a la teen.
Dude, you...
Her cross look fades.
Yeah. It's true. Okay, all right, how about this, huh? $500 a month for a college fund for Lisa. Now, do you feel better?
Yeah, sure, terrific if you do it.
I promise.
So why'd you come all the way over here today, Joey? Just to talk to me about Lisa?
Oh, driving by.
She gives him a coquettish, dubious look.
See you.
Joey.
She holds out her hand. He drops his keys onto her palm.
Where the hell are you going to get $500 a month? Joey, did you forget why you came here? Come on, boy. Tina, I forgot. Could you call your brother and tell him we're having a sale tomorrow?
Oh, so that's why you came over. He's got a car, Joey.
I mean, I'll cut him a rock-bottom price, straight to the floor. I mean, I'll make him a deal even a tight ass like your brother couldn't refuse, you know?
Why are you selling me, Joey? Huh?
Come on, Teen. Do me a favor. Get him to come down, please.
Tina, who has a gentle, open face, considers.
Oh, thanks, Tina. Why'd I ever leave you?
Well, you didn't leave me, Joey. I asked you to leave. Remember why?
He nods. She shuts the door in his face.
There's one woman in my life, though, doesn't ask me for a thing. She lives for me. She really does. Every time I see her, I feel great. Because she really knows how to take care of me.
He's served stew.
You know why, Joey? Perché il fagiolo era tenero tenero. And that's the most important thing when il fagiolo è tenero.
Basta on the fagioli, okay? No more beans. I got a date, okay?
Okay. Okay. Well, put it here. You want some more? Okay.
He has a huge bowl of stew. His mother stands beside him in an apron.
Why are you so unhappy?
Ma, I'm not unhappy. I'm just not hungry, okay?
Come on, that's bullshit and you know it. Don't bullshit your ma, Joey. Don't bullshit the girls, but don't bullshit your ma.
Okay, look. I'm eating, all right?
Yeah, I'm on a bit of a feast, so Joey.
I'm not joking you around.
Have you talked to your daughter lately?
He looks sheepish.
Tina calls, you know, but Lisa, never.
I'll talk to her.
McQuarrie talk, Joey. Lisa needs a regular family. You know, like you have with Tina.
Oh, come on, Ma, you couldn't stand Tina. Now all of a sudden you want to get us back together?
So I ain't perfect.
Who is, Ma?
You are, Joey. You are my perfect little boy. Mwah.
Next, Joey drives.
How you doing, Joey? Oh, great, Jackie. Doing great. I got 4 potential sales in the bag.
Yeah, okay, listen. Have you seen someone tonight?
Yeah, I guess I've earned a little R&R, don't you think?
Sure you did. We all did. So listen, I guess that means you won't be using your pad tonight, huh?
Oh, Jackster, come on, it's Saturday night. I mean, what's Donna gonna tell her old man? You're pushing your luck, cowboy.
I know what I'm doing, babe, believe me. So is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay. Mi casa y su casa, amigo.
Hey, gracias, señor. And you keep selling cars. You hear, Joey? We need you detergent.
Don't you worry about it, Jackie. The only thing on my mind is selling cars.
Joey, don't.
What?
You mess me up.
I can't miss you. No, let's go.
Joey, how's your day?
Oh, my day, it's been a drag till I get to you, Gorge.
No?
Hey, come here, Gorge, Gorge.
You want to know what a drag is, Joey?
Oh, yes,
Gorge. Drag is standing on your feet all day.
Yeah, that's it. Wait.
Squirting goopy, swelly moose on people.
Yeah, Gorge, Gorge.
Trying to make these old ladies look like they...
Gorge, Gorge.
Trying to make them look like they walked off a Cosmo Gorge. When they look like they got hit by the lousy H-Man. Joey, I cannot find my pumps.
Oh, honey.
Where are my pumps, Joey?
Oh, strawberry slides in the home.
Joey.
She's lying on her tummy. He dives into her backside.
Do me something good, okay?
What?
Turn over.
Oh, yeah. We're going to play Mandingo again, huh?
No. Huh? We're going to do you do.
What?
You do. There's going to be celebs there tonight, Joey. There's going to be paparazzi there tonight, Joey. So you got to look special, you know? You got to look good. Oh, and I got you some clothes.
Oh, yeah?
Special.
Joey O'Brien.
At the party.
You know, the Elante should be a really good car for you.
Yeah.
It's computerized, it's 140 miles an hour, better than that rabbit I saw you drive up.
140 miles an hour?
Yeah.
The Elante. Joey, you gotta be doing this all the time, selling. Come on, baby.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey, I can't help it. Hey, tomorrow, we're having a big sale.
Yeah, tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
We got to get in here, Joey. There's fashion people downstairs. They're always looking for talent.
Okay, I'll try, Lila.
You gotta get a shot here.
Oh, I'm trying.
Hey, Ricky, look. Look in your book. Lila. L-I-L-A Lila. I know it's in your book.
Yeah. Under L. Under L.
Hey, shoot here. Shoot this, huh? Shoot me. I'm Lila. I'm an up-and-coming designer. I design all this stuff myself. Come on.
Come on. She's gorgeous, huh? Even a blind man can tell she's hot.
She's a nobody. She's nothing. I take stars. I take celebrities. I take famous people. This person is nowhere. I'm not taking her picture. I'm not wasting the film. It's nothing personal.
Screw this thing.
You didn't have to say that to her.
Have a nice life.
Hey, you know what you are? You're an ass half. Takes two of you to make an asshole. Huh? Hey, just get us in. You know Mr. Grant? You know him?
Yeah, all right.
All right, okay. Coach! Hey!
Hey, you want to come in or what?
Yeah, I'm trying, huh? Hey, Coach, where are you going? We're in.
I'm not going in there, Joey!
Will you wait up, Lisa?
Who's Lisa?
I don't know, Lisa. Come on, what are you saying here?
You doing it, Lisa?
No, what? No, I'm
not. I know
the
difference between Lisa and Lila, Joey.
No,
I... You said Lisa!
No, I did not, okay? I don't know Lisa. I'm not doing a Lisa. The only Lisa I know is the Mona Lisa. Gorge, come on. You're the only girl for me.
He has a teddy boy hairstyle. She, a hat shaped like a guitar.
Your time's gonna come. I know what I'm talking about.
She takes off a red wig.
Bimbo, Joey.
Hey, what are you saying, bimbo? You know what a bimbo is? It's a little elephant with big ears. Hey, come on. Listen, your dues are going to be the hottest thing in this whole goddamn city.
You really think so?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Not a loser.
Gorge, you think I'm going to waste my time with a loser? You know what a loser looks like? A loser looks like this.
I like to see the Alente place. Please show me the Alante.
I love you, Joey. I really do.
Hey, you're gorgeous.
He's wearing the red wig. They kiss. Day outside Turgeon Auto's. Frankie sprays a glass door. Portly Benny stands in the car park. Joey, whose number plate is Cadman, parks up.
Legend, lover, salesman, right? Take no prisoners today, Ben.
You got it.
Frankie.
Joey Buff. Yes, man. What I gotta do this shit for, huh?
Money.
At the coffee point inside.
He speaks French.
He pours Molly coffee.
You and me, Mom. It's time we got something going. I'm free tonight.
Oh, I'd like that, Joey, but I think I'd rather eat worms than die.
Well, you know, my worm doesn't have a hook.
You know what your problem is, Joey? You're a pig. And you're a chauvinist, and you have no respect for women.
Well, I guess dinner and a blowjob's out of a question then.
I guess.
Well, we'll forget dinner.
Molly sashays back to her desk.
Good day, Joey.
Almost. It was right there. It got away. Joey O'Brien.
Oh, God, it's Tina.
Tina? What?
Lisa. Lisa, she stayed out all night. She didn't come home.
She didn't? All night?
I don't know where she
is. You called hospitals? You called the police?
No, she called from a payphone.
She called?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
Well, I don't know. She said she's with friends.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. She's with that little
Joey,
prick, Louie. Listen, I can't. I can't come home now. Listen, if I come home, I blow my job. She's okay. She called.
Joey.
She's gonna be all right. She
Joey.
Comes home, you give me a call. Okay,
Joey,
team? Okay?
All right, babe.
You got it. Bye-bye. That little motherfucker's dead.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do?
Jackie Turgeon, how do you do? Ma'am, how do you do?
The survey is bullshit. Mm-hmm. What were these experts? What do they know? They ever sell a car?
Now, come on, Benny. We're the salesmen. We got to do what we do best.
Lie.
Yeah. Cheat. Steal, eh? Oh, cool it. That's Donna's old man.
Donna!
Oh, excuse me.
Donna, come here. I want to talk to you.
Your husband. Where's Jack?
Hiding in the car.
Donna! Come here, I want to talk to you!
Larry, Harvey, what the hell are you doing over here?
So I'm sitting home thinking, right? Yeah. Now I realize something. It's Sunday.
So?
What do you got to work on Sunday for?
I told you, Larry, there's a big sale.
You already worked half the night, huh?
Yeah.
So how many cars you sell at 2 in the morning,
what?
Donna? How many cars you sell at 2 in the morning? Something's going on. I can feel it.
Oh, what can you feel? You can't feel anything.
There's
nothing going on. You're just going crazy.
I ain't going to be your fool, Donna.
Go home, Larry.
I ain't going to be your fool.
Just go home.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm going home. You go inside. I ain't going to be your fool.
Larry leaves in a cloud of smoke. Jackie cowers in the back of the car. Jackie gets out of the car and straightens his hair.
Come on, sell some cars, will ya?
That was a little close.
Take no prisoners.
Hit the road, little Jack.
Nobody gets out of here alive.
No more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, little Jack. And don't you come back no more, no.
What you say?
I know about you people. You're all thieves. Every time you open your mouth, you're going to cost me money.
I'll do the talking. I'll tell you what I want
and what I'm willing to pay.
Think you can handle that, pal?
Oh, definitely. Happy.
A really fat man squeezes into a sports car. It's way too small.
How is that, dear?
Feels good.
It looks great, honey.
Doesn't it?
Well, you're packed in here.
I don't know.
Why don't you know?
Just don't know.
What about Benz?
Benz.
300E Benz. How long have you been selling cars?
Just a little while. 15.
You've got a lot to learn.
I do. Let me take a guess. You're thinking you can't afford this car.
Well, $45,000.
What?
Okay. Didn't mean to frighten you with that. That's what's called sticker shock. Huh? You want me to get some oxygen?
Sticker
okay?
shock? Listen, I know what I can afford.
I just don't know. I don't know.
A test drive.
Hell of a driver, Mr. Klopstock. Oh, you ready to take this baby home?
I don't know.
We're doing pretty good.
Jackie to Benny.
We moved 15 units, but we can do better, so I'm going to allow another 500 off the buyback without prior approval.
Ah, good, good. Jackie, how many cars I do?
Two, Benny. Just two.
Ah, Christ, 35 years on the floor, I'm going to lose my spot.
Benny, day's not over. It's only 11:30.
Today don't matter if I'm going to lose my spot. I want to know, Jackie.
Benny, you're not selling any cars standing in here now, are you?
Hold on.
Hello?
Joey?
No.
Is he there?
Yeah, he's here.
Sign this.
Doctor's on the phone.
Can't talk now.
Oh, whoa, you rat. No, I'm sorry. Mr. O'Brien's with a customer. He's a very busy man.
We were talking, Jackie. Like I told you. I'm telling you, I'm not selling any more unless you give me a spot at the new place.
Joey, doctor says it's an emergency.
What kind of emergency?
What kind of emergency? Perhaps I can be of some assistance.
Yeah,
this is Joey. Yeah, Lila, what?
I need an agent.
What kind of emergency? It's a busy day.
I think I need an agent.
An agent?
Yeah, help me sell myself.
What kind of agent? God damn it, Jackie, we were talking here. Stop listening to Joey on the phone and answer me.
Oh, come on, there are no guarantees, okay? There are no guarantees in life.
Well, huh? What the fuck do you need a press agent for? No, no, I know. Listen. No, no, it's not like you don't have something to publicize, babe. You got a lot to publicize.
Fuck you, little. And fuck big. Fuck them big and little. Little and fake fucking fucks. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Yeah, I got the gist, man.
You know what I'm saying, Joey? God damn it.
No, no, honey. No, there's somebody learning English.
Fuck you!
Jeez. Better lighten up on the caffeine.
Number 7. Molly with documents.
$5,000 for 3 months. $5,000 is not the money, darling. It's just the fact that... Hey, wait a minute. You're worth it. You're priceless, babe. You know that.
7, Joe. 7.
Oh, 10. 10.
Centimeters.
Oh, that's cruel. What? Oh, babe, listen. I gotta go. I gotta get back out there. $5,000 I gotta make, and I gotta get it now. You get it? Okay. Bye-bye. So many women, so little cash.
Take no prisoners.
35 years I've been selling cars, Joe. You know what I mean? Now, all of a sudden, I don't know what I'm selling? Huh? What is this? What does that say there? Salesman of the year.
Excuse me.
Maybe.
Excuse me.
Can I help you?
You gave me a card.
The guy with the hearse.
I'm in black, the hearse, right?
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, you sit right down. I'll be right with you, okay?
So, what am I supposed to do now? Grow legs like Molly?
I don't know, Ben. I still wouldn't fuck you.
Benny chortles. Joey goes to sit at his desk with the hearse guy.
You don't look so good.
Well, it's getting to be kind of a long day.
We own fleet of cabs. 7 years, we have 19 taxis.
20.
Did it not say?
Well, congratulations. You're ready to step up from the taxis to a prestige luxury car, right?
We're going to buy an American car. Only American.
Well, God bless you, sir. It's going to be hard to buy a Russian one, too.
True.
Let me show you this American car. Yeah. Lincoln Continental. Do you have any kids?
I have three kids.
And children. Three has children and two
our kids.
Well,
Mr. Feldman's
good.
Well,
put the bad ones in the front and
the
good ones in the back.
Okay. Real leather on the seat?
Real leather. Yeah, nothing fake in America.
Telephone call for Joey O'Brien.
Hello.
Joey, it's me.
Is she home?
No, not yet. I don't
not yet? Why don't you try calling this Louis?
I don't know his last name. Do you know it?
No, I don't know his name. We're not that close. But if I ever do get close to him, he's going to be wearing his balls for earrings.
You going to be back or no, huh?
On the telephone.
I don't understand. He's going to sell this car, what I just know.
I'm in the rabbit.
Yeah, I do sound a little tense, Dean, yeah. You want to know why?
I know why.
Because my day has been shit.
Yeah,
total
that's
shit.
The only one, you know?
My little girl's missing, doing God knows what the hell. I'm going to lose my job. I'm up to my ass in hock. People asking money from me. And I got to sell 7 more cars by the end of the day. Shit, total shit. S-H-I-T. It could not get any worse.
Hello?
Oh, shit.
Joey, what? What is it?
Joy, Harry, and the dog.
Oh. Tina? Tina?
Joey?
You call me the moment that Lila, Lisa, gets home, okay?
Lila?
Joey, don't do this to me today, Joy. Oh, I have a previous relationship
Mrs.
with these customers.
Please.
One moment. Hello, Mrs. Munchak.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. You're Munchak. Yeah, he likes you. He does.
Oh, Mr. Munchak, Joey O'Brien. I put you in that 560 SL a couple years ago.
Mr. O'Brien, my relationship for life.
Nice.
Has she run well for you? The car.
Well, she doesn't seem to have any complaints.
Well, glad to hear that.
Uh-huh. No complaints at all, I'll tell you. It's been like a dream. I don't think I've ever loved anyone thing more.
It's been a pleasure servicing. Sarah,
Mr. Sussman, please.
One moment, please. I'll be right with you. Place can't run without me. What can I do for you, Mr. Munchak?
Munchak.
Check.
Like to get a new car for my wife.
Oh, well, hey, that's what I'm here for. Come on, let me show you around.
So, what's it going to be, Mr. O'Brien? Are you ready to continue our relationship for life?
Joey.
Hey, Joey.
I'm still waiting for you, Mr. Phelps.
One moment.
Excuse me.
I'm sick of your moment.
Can't you see I got two ups at once?
Little's not going to prove your deal. You better go talk to him. Your sale's going to walk, Joey.
Oh, don't do anything. Keep him there. Show him some cleavage, okay?
Joey!
One moment, I'll be right with you.
Wait a second. My wife was thinking maybe an Elantra convert. Shut up! What?
Daddy?
Oh, is that what you want, darling?
Yes, honey. I did see one that I really liked. You must know what I'm talking about.
So, sure. Mr. O'Brien, can you help us?
Mr. Salesman!
Sure.
Please, this Washington Continental. What kind of deal are you going to make me on this? Cash, it's okay?
Cash.
Mr. O'Brien, please.
One
I ask you, how much in cash?
American cash?
Sure, you accept Chinese?
Excuse me, Joey, get with that guy.
Come on, Mr. O'Brien.
Hey, don't go over. Hey, we got a deal here.
We had a deal.
I know, we got a deal. Take a load off your legs. Sit down.
Mr. O'Brien, I believe you were serving us.
Hey, back off!
Please!
Mr. O'Brien!
They all dive for cover as Larry crashes through the showroom window. He has a gun. Donna and Jackie hide beneath a desk.
You're having a good time! Now you're gonna die!
Unable to control the machine gun, Larry fires at the ceiling. He then leaps over to customers who are crouching behind a car.
Get over there! Get over there! Move it!
Frankie comes out of the toilets and bumps into Larry.
Move it!
Larry drives him backwards.
We all fucking die! Boom!
Joey's beneath a desk. Larry kicks it.
What are you hiding from, huh? Get up! Get up! What are you hiding from? Are you one of them? Are you one of them? Donna! Are you one of them?
What?
You look like one of them!
Larry! What the hell are you doing, Larry? You going crazy, Larry? I
want to know, Donna.
What are you going crazy?
Tell me!
What are you
How
doing?
How long did you do?
What?
Tell me who you fucked in, Donna! I want to know!
Everyone, Larry?
I gotta know! Tell me!
What do you want to know? Everyone, okay? I fucked them all! I just fucking fucked!
He shoots her accidentally.
up!
She's face down. The Russians try crawling out.
Get in there! Move it!
Cover
it! Move it!
Cover it!
I'm fucking killing you! Move it! Move it!
Cover it! Don't shoot me!
He forces them back inside, then slaps himself on the forehead.
Okay. Oh, shit. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, everybody over there!
They all move.
Everybody back! Okay, okay. Everybody hands up! And, make it look like nothing's happening! Shut the door! I don't like dogs!
It's just a puppy!
Okay. All the women over there! Please, I just came to find out! My mother!
Help me! Get us all killed!
The dog escapes and runs at Larry.
Get it away from me! Get the dog away from me!
He shoots accidentally. The dog runs out.
You!
Larry reloads.
You've been doing Donna, eh?
Frankie.
Answer me, you little shit! Stick your little toy dick in there, huh?
I should have got here and fuck your girlfriend.
She's not my girlfriend! She's my wife!
Oh, Jesus, don't go! He's just a kid, come on!
What's your problem, Ashley?
Just a kid!
John, get back! John,
get back!
Get back, Joey!
What is this, Joy?
I'm sorry, Harry, I didn't mean to.
Joy, you haven't been screwing the salesman, have you? Well, have you?
Little.
Everybody fucking shut up! This is my thing, all right? Just some join here. Open season on everyone's wife, huh? So you had your little fight.
Oh,
you.
Oh, please don't go! I don't want to die! I don't want to fucking die!
It's me. It was me!
Larry has Frankie face down on the floor and the gun at his back. He gapes at Joey and moves over to him. Joey nods sideways. Joey raises his eyebrows.
Yeah.
Larry mimics him.
What are you saying, Joey? How could you do this?
Something, O'Brien! I hope the hell this guy really does.
Shut up! You shut up even more! I'm doing the talking.
Right.
So we got one. Who else did her, huh? Who else did her?
The kid, who else?
Come on, who else?
Nobody else. It was just me.
Yeah? Prove it.
You think I'm going to bullshit you about this? What, am I a retard? You think I'm going to bullshit a guy with an automatic weapon loaded, pointed at me? It's just me. Nobody else.
Larry frowns and looks confused.
What about, you know, all that stuff she said, you know? I fuck.
She was trying to hurt you, man.
Jackie crawls and knocks over an ashtray. Larry grabs Jackie.
Hey, come on, we were talking here. Larry, remember me and Donna?
Yeah, right. So many times you do her, man.
What's the matter, Larry? She's dying over there on
the floor.
One
time, 20 times?
Less.
Tell me. 10?
I don't know.
More than 10? Less than 10 what?
Hey, look behind me. I can't talk in front of ladies. You know what I'm saying? Come on. You let the ladies go, I'll tell you everything. What do you got against the ladies? They never did anything with Donna.
I don't know they didn't do nothing.
Oh, come on. You let the ladies go, we'll talk all night, okay?
No, you tell me first. How many times? I swear I'll kill you.
Go ahead. But you kill me. You never learn anything about me and Donna, do you? Now, come on, Larry. Be a guy. Let the ladies go. Okay? Come on.
Larry.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Larry, she's over there. She's alive. Look at that, Larry. She ain't dead.
What happened?
The shot just grazed her head. You ain't killed anybody yet, Larry.
Come on. Get away from me. What are you doing?
She's hurt, Larry.
She deserves it.
Let me just get her up, get her in a chair, okay, Larry?
Put her in a chair.
It's a good idea, Larry.
Joey puts his arms around her.
Get your hands off her!
What happened?
No matter what you hear, shut up.
What?
Yeah, bitch. Better listen to your boyfriend here.
What?
You heard me. Listen to what your boyfriend's saying.
You think of Donna eyes Joey.
Jerk.
Donna.
What's going on here? You doing her or not?
Of course I'm doing her.
I don't know who I'm doing and who I'm not doing.
Donna, I told him. Just you and me, right? There's nobody else. Oh, look at that. Oh, see, the bullet grazed her head. The bullet grazed your head, Donna. She doesn't know what's going on. She's got amnesia.
You got what?
Don't go bullshitting him, Donna, okay? I told him everything. You see the gun? You lie to him. Who knows what shit's gonna go down? So trust me on this, D.
D?
Joey smiles meekly and nods. Donna's big brown eyes suddenly register understanding. She turns to Larry, her forehead bleeding.
Nobody else.
Jackie, who has a kind of bouffant hairstyle, sits tensely. Larry nods hesitantly. Jackie sighs with relief hearing the sirens. Larry runs to the showroom window and peeps out. He runs about, then repeatedly slaps his forehead. Outside, a guy runs to an armed cop.
Gun. I know. Get down. Get down. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
He scarpers.
Larry, you know what you do? Give up. Larry? Larry. Larry, call it a day. Let's put the gun down. We go out and tell the cops. Little domestic dispute, huh?
What are you talking about?
Maybe we just let the ladies go, Larry. How about that? That'd look really good right now. You know, that'd buy you a little time. Cops have to deal with the ladies, you know? How about that one? And the ladies can tell the cops that you're a no-shit guy.
Hey, shut up! I'm a no-shit guy! All you ladies, get out of here and you tell the cops!
Thank you.
I'm a no-shit guy! Not you! Sit down! Sit down!
He's a no-shit guy!
Hey! Quit talking that French stuff!
The Russian woman goes.
What are you doing? Get out of here.
Oh, Joey, I just love you, that's all.
Joey, there's nothing here for you. I'm sorry. Now go. It's over! Come on! Go!
Get out!
Joey slaps him.
Oh, Harry, Harry. You don't deserve this. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Get out of here!
Joey goes. Donna's still there.
Help me. Where'd you find her?
Joey motions to Harry. Instead, Larry looks at Big Jack, who points to Harry.
All right, everybody move it! Get it in gear! Go! 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 Move it!
Armed cops burst onto a rooftop. A guy is filming.
Max, he's getting a shot.
You're in the line of fire!
Hey, what's the problem? We're miles
away. Move it now! Move! All right,
all right,
move!
All right.
The TV cameraman and his sound guy go. The streets swarming with cop cars behind which armed cops take cover.
You! Inside! You are surrounded! You have no hope of escape! Surrender immediately! You're surrounded! You have no hope of escape!
Larry pushes Joey to the door, the gun in his back.
Tell him to stay back, or I'll blow this place and have the fucking block to hell!
He says stay back! Who's gonna blow this place?
Stuff on my bike there. It's very explosive stuff.
He's got stuff strapped to his bike!
So what? So's my little kid. Look, we want to know what it is.
M2 plastic.
Plastic?
M2 plastic. Plastic?
Oh, stick, shit.
Yeah.
M2 plastic!
M2 plastic? You tell him we don't believe him.
Oh, fuck.
Where the hell did he get that?
Jersey!
Okay! Okay, what does he want?
What do you want,
man? I don't know.
Joey makes a timeout sign, and Larry drags him inside.
What do you want me to tell him, Larry? You don't want me to tell him the truth, do you? Because if I tell him the truth, it's going to get on the news, and you're going to be airing your dirty laundry all over the goddamn city. Do you want that?
Yeah. I mean, no!
Now, what do you want me to tell him?
Tell him... I don't know what I want to tell him. But listen, that doesn't mean... And don't think that I ain't going to kill you and all these assholes here.
No, sir, I wasn't thinking anything like that.
Look, we're still waiting to hear what he wants. Come on, let us know who we're talking to.
Back at the doorway.
He's talking to the NYPD.
Got no shit. Now give me your name. Come on, he wants to know your name. Look at the tag on your chest. It'll make it a lot easier.
The name is Walters.
Okay, Walters, here's the deal.
What's the plan, Larry?
I don't know. I told you, I don't know.
No, you gotta have a plan. We need a plan.
I tell him I don't want to talk to him. He doesn't want to talk to you.
If I did want to talk to him, I wouldn't talk to him out there.
But if he does talk to you, he's not going to talk to you out there. And not going to talk to you in here.
Actually, I'm not going to talk to him at all.
Actually, he doesn't want to talk to you at all.
Tell him to go away.
Go away.
What's his name? Can he talk for himself?
Larry? Larry, you don't have to push it through my back to kill me.
Sorry.
It's a gun. Bullets come out, you know?
All right. What's his name?
You want to give him your name?
No. If I tell him my name, then he'll know who I am.
That's good thinking, man. That's real good thinking. Why don't you make one up?
Oh. Like what kind of name?
Anything you want. You're in charge.
Okay. About Smith.
Smith? What are you, checking in the motel? No, give me your first name.
Oh, shit. Chip.
Chip.
Chip. Yeah, like from Charles. Chip.
Chip? That's a name for a squirrel. How about Charlie?
No, Charlie. 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 That's a commie name.
Commie?
Yeah, it like sounds Chinese.
How about Chuck? Chuck. That's an old American name.
Okay, Chuck.
Chuck, yeah.
So I'm Chuck. Chuck. His name's Chuck!
Tell me, go away!
Go away!
You're doing good, Larry.
A police helicopter flies over the sunny city. Armed police wearing flak jackets and helmets with clear perspex visors take up position on a rooftop, looking down on Turgeon's autos. Larry spots the police marksman. Still holding the rifle, he paces about, then sits and rocks.
Yeah, because you're gone and screwed up like you always do.
Excuse me, what was I supposed to do, huh? Sit around while you screw this guy and everything else that moves? What kind of man would I be sitting around with my Johnson in my hand?
Oh, well, that's about the only place it's been!
You bitch!
He shoots accidentally.
Come on, we gotta rush this place, move in!
You guys can get an apartment in Beirut, you'd be a lot happier.
They're coming!
Get out!
Larry shoves Benny to the door. He shoots and a cop falls to the ground.
My foot! Ow!
No, you see what I mean? Joey's got a real need to screw things up!
Shut up!
He chases Donna, Big Jack, to the others.
Hey!
They all duck.
Larry, what did you do?
They shot a cop!
You shot a cop?
He shot a cop! In the foot!
Larry, calm down. Calm down! You didn't shoot a cop! You shot a foot! Okay? Just a foot. Maybe only a shoe. Okay? Calm down.
Hey, Donato.
Yes,
listen. I don't know if we have the blue Elante.
We had to.
Maybe. I know it says one day only. But maybe call back tomorrow, huh? Yeah. I'm tied up right now. I'm with a customer. I've got to go. Thank you.
Joseph O'Brien is one of the most wonderful men I've ever worked with.
Joey.
Would you please get your dog to just shut up for a moment?
Shut up, you tight ass you.
Listen, you. I have been in a hostage situation.
A slick-haired cop in a white shirt arrives with men and equipment.
That's amazing. Can you make
that now?
Come on.
In the Chinese restaurant.
Okay, now you're aware of the situation across the street, the guns, right? Okay, we're going to take your place over for about a half hour tops. We want to set up a direct line of communication, telephone, direct line across the street to the dealership, okay?
Are you going to eat?
Hey, pal, we're going to eat plenty. Don't worry. Unpack your gear. Put my phone over there.
Okay, there's explosives on the
bus. Wasn't it scary?
It was like, what's going
on? I'm still shaking.
My knee.
Oh. Armed police are staked out behind mobile barriers. As police stand or crouch with their guns poised, nothing moves in the streets. Inside Turgeon's, the hostages sit solemnly with their hands raised. Nobody moves. Everyone jumps.
Why not? The cops. Maybe a customer. It's a sales agent.
No way. I can tell. It's the cops.
How can you tell it's the cops?
Because the way it's ringing. It's ringing weird.
Okay, yeah, it's ringing weird. Maybe the cops. Hey, but what do you got to be afraid of? Cops can't see you on the phone. They can't hurt you on the phone. They can't shoot you. Hey, let me pick it up.
No way.
Hey, maybe the phone company. Can
no,
I get it?
No.
Hey, let me get it.
No.
It's making me nuts. Let me pick up the phone.
I get it.
Okay. Turgeon.
It's the cops.
Oh, shit.
Hey, we're talking to Walters before. Who's this?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm Elvis. That's who I am. I'm back from the dead and I'm pissed.
I'm Joey O'Brien, mm-hmm. Okay? Sorry, it's a joke. Who are you?
My name is Mason. Captain Mason. Yeah, how you doing in there?
How am I doing? Well, I started off today. I was going to lose my job. Now I may lose my life, and I think I shit myself.
O'Brien! O'Brien, listen, I understand your position.
Three hot dogs.
All right, do what you have to do, but you get this Chuck on the line and we'll run out of alternatives. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, Mason, I know what you're saying. Larry, we got a new guy here. His name is Mason. I think you should talk to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, the cop. The one I hit. How's he doing?
Okay. Larry, Chip.
Charlie.
Chuck wants to know.
How the cop he hit is doing.
He's going to be all right.
Says he's going to be all right. He tells you not to worry.
Okay, now tell me, what does he want?
Okay. He wants to know what you want, Larry.
What?
He wants to know what you want.
I told him already. I want him to go away.
He wants you to go away.
Yeah, that's very funny. What does he want?
He says it's not on the program, Larry.
Well, what am I going to do? I don't know. What am I going to do?
He's a little up in the air right now. Can you give him a few minutes?
Yeah, we'll give him 1 minute.
What are you talking, 1 minute?
1 minute?
We're not under enough pressure without you playing beat the clock? Come on, get real here.
Yeah.
This is the guy who shot a cop.
Yeah.
A cop.
He only shot him in the foot.
Yeah, I know it's just in the foot, but that doesn't mean he's not dangerous, okay?
Right, you tell him.
Yeah, you start telling him what to do. Who knows what the hell he's going to do to us, okay?
Yeah, you tell him I don't know what the hell I'm going to do.
They got the idea, Larry.
O'Brien, we'll give him 15 minutes.
15 minutes? Oh, thanks, Mason. Thank you very goddamn much. What an asshole.
Asshole.
God damn it.
Joey's hands are raised.
Neck with that fucking gun.
Sorry.
Jackie surreptitiously gives Donna the eye, but Larry clocks it.
Whoa, what's this look all about?
What? Me? Who?
You, pretty boy.
What?
Hey, Joey, I bet this guy's been doing Donna behind both our backs.
No, I really didn't. I never ever even, I didn't touch her, really.
Yeah, what was the look all about?
Just Joey, Larry, I swear to God.
Just Joey. Larry, it's time you and I had that private talk, and I'll tell you everything. Yeah.
All right. You and me. Let's talk. Everybody up! Hurry!
They're herded into Big Jack's office, where the walls are adorned with motoring photos. The hostages stand, hands raised. Donna slumps into Jack's chair at his desk. Jackie's beside her. Larry aims the gun at him, and he raises his arms higher.
Funny in here.
He pushes Joey out of the office, backs out, and shuts the door.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. I didn't...
Shut up!
Out in the shot-up showroom, Joey and Larry sit on the floor by Joey's desk. Larry's back is to the wall, Joey's to his desk. Larry aims the gun when Joey reaches into his jacket pocket.
Huh? You smoke?
No, I don't. It's a disgusting habit. Put it away.
Yeah, I'm trying to quit.
Joey tosses away the packet.
So? By the looks of things, it ain't been so good with you and Donna, huh?
What's it to you, man, huh? If things were going good, you wouldn't be doing it.
Hey, you think doing her is more important than the happiness of two people? If I thought there was happiness at stake, I wouldn't be doing it.
Oh, yeah, right. So why are you doing it, then?
Hey, who knew it was such a big deal till you came through that door, Larry? Maybe she's doing me because she wants to get back at you for doing somebody else. Maybe you're doing everybody in town. I don't know that.
I'm not, man.
Well, you could be. I mean, you're a good-looking guy, Larry.
But I'm not.
Well, hey, maybe you should. I mean, Donnie used to always say how sexy you were.
She said I was sexy? She didn't say that.
She did not say it.
She's a lying bitch whore, is all.
Larry, What kind of a foundation for a relationship is calling your wife a lying bitch whore?
Well, she is a lying bitch whore.
Hey, she wasn't when you married her, was she? I don't think you're the type of guy who'd marry a lying bitch whore.
I didn't know her too good when I married her.
That's not good, marrying someone you don't know.
Yeah, well, tell me about it.
Well?
Love sucks.
Yeah, but sometimes it's pretty nice, too.
Larry, a baby-faced guy with brown hair, slides a dubious look at Joey.
Shit, is it hot?
Joey, who's sweating, removes his suit jacket.
Mechanic. I used to fix airplanes for Eastern over LaGuardia.
That's a good job, Larry. That's a lot of responsibility.
I got laid off.
Yeah?
I haven't worked in a year. Why Don had to get this job, I don't know.
Larry's wearing vest, jeans, and a heavy chain bracelet.
Ain't that the truth, boy? I think you get everything from work. You know, you get money, you get power, you get your sexual attraction. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. You're saying that a man without a job is like a man without a dick. Thank you very fucking much.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Yeah,
I'm
you
just
said
saying,
that.
I've said it's in your head.
In my head?
Well, not your head. I mean, it's everybody's head. It's, you know, it's...
Larry whacks his own leg. Larry closes his eyes and pinches the bridge of his nose. Joey's hand edges towards the gun, which is lying untended across Larry's leg.
Larry, stay calm. They'll go away.
How do you know?
I know.
Larry makes to reach for the phone, then stops.
See?
Larry screws up his eyes and puts a hand to his head.
Now, I know people. When you sell stuff for a living, you get to know people.
I don't know people so good.
Jackie stands on Frankie's shoulders trying to get out through a ceiling panel. Frankie dives away, leaving Jackie dangling and flailing.
Frankie, you bastard!
Get him down!
Move! Joey!
A funkily dressed Lila.
My boyfriend's in there! He's a hostage! Oh! Obviously, you can't help me! My boyfriend's in there! Joey O'Brien, he's a hostage! Please! Okay,
go.
Thank you!
She got charged about.
I am.
Empty him.
Miss!
Miss!
Yes! See what he wants.
I'm another one of them shrimp boat things.
Yeah, how many? Three, maybe, huh?
One.
Okay, three, thank you.
Ring through again.
Okay, come on, back up, hit him up.
You want to get that, Joey?
You got it, Larry. Chuck's hotline.
I'm ringing.
Ringing, you got to answer me when I'm ringing. Shit. What's going on in there? I mean, we're being very patient with this
guy.
My boyfriend is in there hostage. I can't
look,
do that.
Look, lady, we're doing the best we can. We got a phone hook up into the hostage situation.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Lila runs into the Chinese restaurant. She picks up a phone.
Hey! Get that phone out of here!
Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, shit.
Get
the phone out of here!
I could be a great help to you.
I'm fucked.
What? We're coming in.
Mason, now stay where you are. We'll be okay. Really,
we're all right in here.
That's it. We're coming in.
No, Mason, don't come in here. Give me a moment here, Mason, okay? We're
going to
work out.
All right.
Larry, it's deal time, huh? Come on. You want to take charge now? Cut a couple of these guys loose. Give them something. Hey, come on. They all couldn't have popped Donna. Some of them just came in to buy a car today. Come on. Be a guy, Larry, a no-shit guy.
Okay, you.
Yes! Gentlemen, if you want to...
The Undertaker.
My services, there's my card. Pass them out among yourselves. O'Brien, you got yourself a free coffin!
That's a hell of a thing to say to you, ain't it?
Ain't it?
What's about me? I'm only a customer just to come to buy a car. I demand right to go free. Please, Mr. Larry, not push
you. Let me go, please. I'm just a customer, too.
Excuse me, I am also a customer.
It's true. They are.
That's right.
So?
So, cut him loose, Larry.
Balding, flashy Harry nods.
Not him. Why not me?
Well, he's doing your wife, too, right?
Yes, but what difference does that make?
Well, the way I look at it, we're like, you know, we're in this together. We're like brothers.
Hey, Larry, you can't hold him responsible because his wife's having an affair. Come on.
Well, how do you think I feel? I can't walk out of here either, can I?
We don't have anything against each other, right? So why don't I just give you something to let me out? Say you're $25,000.
Larry raises his eyebrows.
That's not enough. Tell me what you need. I'll write you a check right now.
Think I'm some kind of idiot?
I wouldn't cancel it. I swear. Look at the witnesses we have.
No, no, man. No, no. You don't understand. If I took your money, you know what that would be? Extortion. I know what that is. I ain't no extortionist.
But what difference? You're already a kidnapper.
Hey, thank you, Judge Wapner. Why don't you also describe Sami in prison while you're at it? Get him out of here. He's an asshole.
No, no, no. The asshole stays. You two guys, you don't.
Thanks, Mr. Larry. Господи, forgive me, not you, Mr. Господи. Because I'm just some hold on,
all right.
Police converge on the Russian and Chinese hostages. While a load of cops are busy frisking the Russian, Lilo, wearing a baseball cap encrusted with trinkets, crop top and grunge jeans, sprints across the forecourt of Turgeon's. Cops chase her. Big Jack to Larry.
Hospital. I had prostate surgery.
That's right. He's got show me your scar.
It's not a cop.
She's not a cop.
I'm not a cop. I'm Joey's girl.
It's your girl?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Lila, what the hell are you doing here? Get out of here.
I love you, Joey. I saw this crazy shit on TV. I had to come down and see you.
You're screwing her too, and my wife and his wife? How the hell you got time to make a living?
Joey, what's he talking to you, Joey? This is true?
Oh, come on, Lisa.
Lisa? I knew you was doing it, Lisa, Joey.
No. Jesus, what's that make it for? How many girls you got?
Hey, Lisa's my daughter.
You got a daughter, Joey? You probably got a wife too.
No.
Wife?
No wife, no. Ex-wife.
He's a busy boy, you're Joey. A
very busy boy.
Oh, Madonna. Tina, Chuck, Lila, Lola.
Lila, L-I-L-A, Lila.
Lila, listen, there's an explanation for all this. There really is.
Yeah. I got an explanation for you, Joey.
Oh!
You're a total shit, Joey, and I hate you.
Oh!
She knees him in the crotch.
Get out of here! Go!
You didn't.
She scarpers.
He didn't.
No, man, you didn't need to do that. That was mean. That was really mean, all right?
Oh, yeah.
You got a lot of girls, you know. It's easy for you.
It ain't easy. It's never easy.
What's your name?
And Lila.
Lila, I'm a designer. I do dolls, I do clothes. I did all these things myself. I got an entire clothesline. It's called A La Lila. A-L-A-L-I-L-A. My ex-boyfriend is in there, the ex-Joey O'Brien.
Are you Joey O'Brien's wife?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm his ex-wife. What's going on?
Get out of the way, man!
A black Cadillac with a guy in shade standing on the back forges through the crowd. The bearded driver talks to a cop who stops the car.
All right, stop the car!
It's Mr. DePino. His son's a hostage in
there.
The car parks. The press converge as Tony gets out and rushes towards the Chinese restaurant with his henchmen following him.
Mason, what's going on?
Where are you going? You eat?
I'm not here to eat, lady.
Hey, wait a minute, all right? He's okay.
Hey, back off! You no work here, I work here. This is the restaurant. You wait outside. You wait outside like everybody else. No eat, no seat.
The hostages wait with their hands up.
I'll get it. Sit down.
Larry gets tangled up with his gun strap.
It's a joke, okay?
Now ask Chuck if there's anything you want. Some food, cigarettes, whatever.
Okay.
What?
NYPD takeout. You want anything? Food? Cigarettes?
No, not right now, thanks.
Okay. Not right now, thanks.
All right, listen there. Your wife wants to speak to you.
What?
Joey?
Tina? You here?
Tina?
Yeah, thanks.
It's my wife, my ex-wife.
What's she calling here for?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm all right. You?
What have you got to do with this? Why is he holding you?
Well, I'm kind of in the middle of a domestic dispute here. You know what I'm saying?
Domestic dispute? What?
Well, yeah, a man-woman thing, you know?
Does he have a wife?
Yeah.
You were fucking his wife!
Yeah, I was fucking his wife.
Okay, yeah, there you go. I swear to God, I almost think you deserve this!
Okay, Tina, maybe I do deserve this.
Maybe I do. But what about these other poor guys here?
Okay, listen, I just want to talk to him. Put him on the phone.
What?
I want to talk to him now.
Okay, one moment. She wants to talk to you.
Oh, no.
Joey,
come on.
Now.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, Larry.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, hi. Yeah. What's your name?
Chuck.
Chuck, listen, I don't know if you have a family, but Joey's got a daughter. You ever stop thinking about yourself long enough? You think about that, okay? You think about us. You think about
his family. She's been out all night, and she might be.
What's she saying, Larry? Really? What?
Yeah, really.
Your daughter, she might be in trouble.
Louis.
A prick and a selfish asshole for keeping him in there when he ought to be out here looking
for her. I'm an asshole and a selfish prick.
Welcome to the
club. For holding you in here when you ought to be out looking for her. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Hey, it's all right. You didn't know. Hello? It's okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Chuck?
Yeah?
Chuck, yeah. Listen, Chuck. Joey's got a mom and she's real upset, you know?
Oh, really?
What? What's she saying now?
Your mom, she's really upset. She's watching it on television.
Ask Joey to just go give her a buzz.
She wants you to call your mom.
Yeah, and
oh, God.
Yeah?
What?
And
I think that he should say to his mom that everything's going to be all right.
You should say to your mom that everything's going to be all right.
Okay.
Hold you, Mom.
She's an old broad, okay? It's not going to do her too good to hear
Jesus,
this news.
Joey, calling your mother an old broad?
Oh, come on. You call your wife a bitch. Where do you get off?
Yeah, but she's my wife. A mother is a mother.
Hey. What do you want me to call my mother for? What am I going to say to her? Say, hey, Ma, this guy's going to kill me, but I got a great deal on a coffin? Get back.
Call your mother.
Oh, well, no, I'm not going to call my
mother. Call your mother.
No, what do you want me to call?
Joey, call your mother.
Okay, listen, team.
Joey.
I got to get off the phone right now. I got to call
Joey,
Ma.
Wait.
What?
I miss you.
Yeah, I miss you, too.
I really do.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm warning you, this ain't a good idea. I mean, this is...
Larry blinks.
Ma?
I got my mother's machine, but she can't run it.
I'll be watching us on TV. Ma, pick up!
Oh, Joey?
Ma, I'm sorry,
Joey,
I yelled.
Are you
hey,
all right?
I'm all right.
You're bullshit.
No, I'm not bullshitting you. No,
yeah,
he can't bullshit you, Ma.
I want to talk to the man who's holding you, Joey.
What?
Yeah, I'll put him on. Come on, put him on now.
Okay. She wants to talk to you.
Oh, no.
Put him on, Joey.
You talk loud. She's a little deaf. Okay?
Oh.
Hello? Hello?
Come on. You asked for this.
Hello?
Come on.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
This is a terrible thing you've done, scaring all those people. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Well, you listen to me, and you listen to me good.
Yeah.
I'm an old woman, and he's all I have, so don't hurt him. You hear me?
All right.
Yeah, yeah. And don't you bullshit an old lady. Don't you hurt my Joey.
Okay, I won't.
Promise me you won't hurt him.
I won't.
If you're not going to promise me, you're bullshitting me, so you better promise.
I promise.
Now, you prove to me that you're a nice boy, and promise one more time.
All right. I promise.
Okay, now let me talk to Joey.
Looks like I'm not gonna kill you.
Joey?
Thanks, Ma.
Everything is okay.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice. We'll go find that new place for you tomorrow,
you
okay?
Have dinner with me?
Yeah, maybe we'll have dinner tomorrow night. A little pasta fagioli. Okay, that'd be great,
what
okay?
Do you want, Joey?
Ma, I gotta go, okay?
Oh, you're gonna... Ciao, Mama.
Bye, Joey. Come on. Larry? What are you doing?
Larry!
Larry. You Catholic?
I'm tired.
You a Catholic, Larry?
Yeah, what?
Because if you do that, you don't get to go to heaven. You go straight to hell.
Larry, what are you doing? You're scaring me. Augie!
Don't call me Augie!
Larry has the gun to his own head.
Larry, I can get you out of this, okay? Let me talk to Mason. Let me make him a deal, okay? Let me just try some of it off the wall, see if it sticks, okay? Let me talk to Mason. Just give me a second, okay? That's all I need, huh?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, Mason?
No, this is...
Get Mason, will you?
Hang on. Yeah, here's Mason here.
Mason!
Is that you, O'Brien?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm listening. What's
going
on?
Yeah, it's Joey O'Brien. Listen.
Yeah, yeah.
If Chuck...
Okay.
...comes out of here voluntarily...
Yeah.
...doesn't he get a little special treatment?
Oh, yeah. We'll give him a limo. Take him to the dating game.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Deserves it, doesn't he?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
No, Larry.
Larry?
Larry, Larry.
Oh. Don't do that, Larry! No. Oh.
Larry puts the gun barrel in his mouth.
Larry! I got it!
What?
I got it!
What?
It was right there. I got it. I got it. A plan.
Plan?
A plan.
A plan?
Not just our plan, Larry. The plan. The plan for you. The plan that's going to get you out of here, huh? And not just you. You and me, because you and me, we're in this together. You know what I'm saying? If you don't get out, I don't get out. What kind of plan? It's a complex plan, but it's also real simple. So stay with me, okay, Larry? Stay with me, because it's got a lot of different parts. And if you lose one part, the whole plan could fall apart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, Larry. First part, Larry. The first part is you let everyone go.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't it? Huh?
What?
What does that mean? Because you and me are in this together, huh?
You let everybody go. It's the first installment. Makes them think about it, huh?
No,
well, come
no.
on, Larry, gets everything moving. If you don't like that plan, change the plan, Larry. It's our plan. Make a new plan. Work with me, Larry. Work with me. Work with me, huh?
Not everyone. Not okay. him and not her.
That's a better plan, Larry. A lot better plan, isn't it?
Okay, better.
Okay, you guys, get out of here.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Get
out. Good luck, good luck.
You got it. Get out. There you go.
Come on, this way!
Come on! Run! Come on, do it! Let's go!
Come on!
Get that guy out of here!
Come on! Run!
Good plan, Larry. You made a very good decision there. Now, you ready for the second part of the plan? You ready? Here it comes. Second part. This is where I give him a little incentive. We're going to wind Mason up like a cheap watch, huh? You ready? You cut Donna loose.
Donna?
What? Come on, Larry. You got
no.
it. Why not? Listen.
Just let everyone go. I'm going to let her go now.
Oh, come on, Larry. It's part of the plan, huh? Hey, listen. What are you going to do this for? Hey, why do you got to hurt her anymore? You've done enough already for one day, right, Larry? Look at that. Look at what she's done here. Look, you did that, Larry. You almost blew her goddamn head off, huh? You tried to kill her, okay? What did she do to you? Did she try and kill you? No, she didn't. She ran around a little on you. Ooh, come on, Larry. Look at her, huh? Look at her. What are you keeping her around here for? You got to get it in proportion, Larry. Hey, tell you something else, Larry. She ain't the only woman in the world. I know what I'm talking about, huh? Come on.
I don't
want to
go.
Donna.
Well, now you don't want to go.
No.
You want to stay here?
Yeah.
You want to stay here and torture the fuck out of me?
Yeah.
Get out of here. Go. Go ahead. Go. Get out of here.
Oh, fuck you. Hell, I love you, Larry. You jerk.
She goes. Harry's left.
You and Donna have a very special kind of love, Larry. Huh? You got a good woman there. Huh? Come on. Harry. Harry, come over here, huh? Hey, look at this. Harry, Joe, and Larry, the pep boys of love, huh?
What's going to happen to me?
I'll tell you what's going to happen to you, Harry. Larry, you're going to need a lot of help to get you out of this. No shit, huh? Because you're in pretty deep. Here's where that help comes from. And you know what kind of help I'm talking about, Larry? Money. And Harry's got lots of it, huh? Lots of it. You ready to give Larry that kind of help, huh?
I get out of here in one piece. You got whatever you want, anything you want.
I got your word, because if you lie to me and you go back on it with him, you'll be doing a little East River snorkeling. You know what I'm saying?
You got my word.
Okay, that's good. How does that sound to you, Larry? Sound good, huh? What? Yes? 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 Come on, they're gonna come in if you don't. Come on, Larry. Yes? Is that a yes? You with me? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Okay, shake his hand. There you go.
You have my word.
That's good.
I won't abandon you. I will not abandon you. I will never abandon you.
Testify to that.
I won't abandon you.
Okay.
Trust me, Larry. I won't abandon you. I will not abandon you. I won't abandon you. I will not abandon you. I
Get out of
abandon
here.
You. I will not abandon you.
Harry backs out slowly, then sprints off. Joey watches.
I don't think he's going to abandon you, Larry. You did it. Oh, we work well together. I'm glad to be on your side, Larry. God, am I glad to be on your side. Okay, you ready for the final part of the plan? Here. Final part of the plan.
Final part. What's it?
You give up.
What?
Okay. That's part
That's
of the plan.
That's the final part of the plan. I give up?
Yeah, well.
Oh, what kind of plan is that?
Well, geez, Larry.
Christ, I just let everyone go for that.
Well, yeah, but that's how I built for that. I built for that, Larry. I'm trying to help, okay? Okay, look at it this way. You turn yourself in. Does that sound better?
That's crazy.
No. You're crazy. That's what ties the whole plan together. You see, Larry? That's what ties it all together. You're crazy, Larry. You were crazy the moment you passed through that door. You left sanity on the other side, okay? You came into the Twilight Zone then because you came in here nuts, crazy, loco en cabeza. You know what I'm saying? And you know why? Because Donna. Donna, the I love you, fuck you, jerk, Donna, tells you and makes you nuts. She makes you crazy. And it's not just Donna that makes you crazy. It's love that makes you crazy, Larry. Love. And you know what? Harry is going to get you one of those motherfucker lawyers. You know, one of those lawyers who got Oliver North off? One of those guys who can get off Bernard Goetz, Hinckley? Then they'll tell it you were crazy. And Donna didn't just make you crazy. Love made you crazy, Larry. Love got you nuts. And he'll tell that to the jury. He'll go, Larry was made nuts by love. And what member of the jury, whether he's a guy or whether he's a woman, will not say, hey, love does make you crazy, huh? Love makes you crazy. And they're going to let you walk. And I'll tell you something else, Larry. I'm going to be by you every step of the way. It's going to be you and Joey O'Brien. Because I'm going to be there getting the lawyer, making sure Harry pays for that lawyer, and get you out of this. Because your problem is my problem. You know what I'm saying? So what do you say, Larry? A deal?
Come on.
Larry stares. Gentle-faced Larry blinks and considers.
Time to be a guy.
Larry smiles impishly.
Yeah. No shit guy.
Larry smiles uncertainly. Joey turns to the phone. Larry screws up his eyes.
We're coming out. Of our own free will.
All right, we'll play it straight.
Lisa, you pay.
No, he'll pay. It's all right. Don't worry. He'll pay. They're coming out. Walters.
They're coming out. Let me know when they're at the door.
Stay ready! They're coming out! Yeah. Stay on them! Stay awake! Richie, Tony! Stay on it! Watch that opening! They're coming out!
We're gonna be all right. Yeah. We're gonna be okay. Huh? Larry? Why don't you put the gun down now, okay?
Oh, no, Joey. Everybody's out there watching. If I come out without a gun, they'll think I'm a wimp. I don't want to be no wimp.
Hey, Larry, no way you're going to be a wimp. Hey, lose the gun, huh?
They won't respect me without a gun. They're cops.
Larry, the cops are going to be real nervous if you come out with
a gun. Well, they got guns. It makes me nervous.
Larry, come on. Look, hey, I don't have a gun. It's going to make me nervous. Now, come on, lose the gun.
Nope.
Larry studies the gun.
Please, for me, please.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take the bullets out.
Well, that's a very nice gesture. Thank you, Larry. That's very nice.
Well, I don't want you to get hurt. You know, you're like a friend.
Oh, thanks, Larry. Thanks for thinking about me. But if you really don't want me to get hurt, you'd lose the gun.
I'm not losing the gun, Joey.
Okay, Larry. But can I have the bullets?
Why?
A souvenir, you know, a little memento. Thanks, Larry.
Sure. It's empty.
The police chopper casts a shadow as it hovers over Turgeon Autos. In the restaurant, Mason's in shirt sleeves and braces.
I had a shrimp boat, is what I had. He had a shrimp boat. He
Come
had a
on,
shrimp
man.
Boat. I didn't see no Hong Gao.
I think you tricked him, man. You tricked him.
He had a shrimp boat. He had a shrimp boat. What?
I'm going to call the police, that's all.
That's right.
You're going to call the police?
Yes.
Give me a divorce.
You'll get it. You'll get a divorce. At least if he was somebody, have a man with his own business. A bum. Nobody.
Do you want a divorce? You tell me. What the hell do you want?
I want to go to Florida.
All right, let's go.
Hey, Joey, thanks for talking to me.
Hey, Larry, thanks for simplifying my love life.
Joey stretches out his hand. Larry shakes it matily.
Hey, they got TV cameras out there. We got to dress up a little, huh? We can't come out looking like this. Live at 5, you know? Come on.
Oh, Jack.
Yeah. It's a sale day. We ain't walking out looking like this.
Come on, let us get through. Let us get through to take care of her. I think we should get you to the hospital as soon as possible.
No, I'm not leaving as long as my husband's in there.
Look, just keep
Hey, crying. Get out!
This is not Ha Gao. That doesn't say
Ha Gao. You don't know how to read Chinese.
Okay. Well, that doesn't say Ha Gao.
Hey, hold on here. This doesn't look like a no-shit guy. How am I doing here?
Yeah,
hi. Yeah, a little bit. You know, there you go. That's it.
All right.
Okay.
There's nothing.
Right. Especially in that gun.
Better keep this to your head.
Yeah. That looks crazy.
Joey straightens Larry's denim jacket and Larry Joey's tie. They walk to the door with the gun at the back of Joey's head. Okay. Walters.
They're coming out. Let's go. Let's go. They're coming out. Come on.
Hey, you!
Mason draws a gun and rushes out of the restaurant. He puts on a flak jacket and helmet as he goes. All the freed hostages crowd around him. The hostages are held back. Masses of police guns are trained on Larry and Joey.
You got an empty gun there. This is crazy.
Yeah, right. That's the plan. I'm crazy, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, Larry, when we get out there, I want you to drop the gun when I tell you, okay?
Yeah, right.
And keep the gun pointed at me.
Why?
Better at me than at the cops.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay. You ready, Larry?
Yes.
Okay. We're coming out! Don't shoot! Larry?
Rooftop snipers aim.
The stuff you got strapped to your bike. It's safe?
Yeah, it's okay.
You know, because if a cop gets blown up trying to defuse it, our little plan's down the toilet.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It ain't real.
What? You're saying all that stuff about you buying plastic in Jersey? That's bullshit?
Yeah. This is just my TV remote control thing.
That's pretty funny, Larry.
Let's go, Larry. You are crazy. What am I talking about?
Jack, get back here!
Stay with me, Larry. No, come on, Larry. You're doing good.
Oh, my God.
Stay with me. Come on. You're doing good.
Larry looks up at the snipers as he walks out behind Joey. The gun is still in Joey's back and Larry holds the remote.
Keep up with me, Larry. Larry, keep up with me.
Drop the gun, Larry!
Joey jumps on top of Larry to cover him.
I got the bullet! It's just a TV channel changer! There's no bomb! Stay down!
Whatever! Shut up!
The bullets! I got the bullets! What are you, nuts? Larry!
Let him go! Let him go! I'm Captain Mason!
You Mason! You lying sack of shit! You lying motherfucker!
I'll kill him!
Joey goes for Mason. Joy and Tina are dragged away.
Said Joey.
What are you talking about?
That's when you start feeling sorry for the guy who's holding you captive. Yeah. The guy had a gun. The guy had a
damn,
bomb. The guy could have hurt you. The guy could have hurt you.
I got it.
Paramedics hurriedly wheel a gurney over to Larry, who lies bleeding on the ground.
Thank you for everything. I'm never going to forget you for this.
I want you to know you got a job for life, Joey, for life. Hey,
not just me, okay, Benny. Henry, the whole gang.
Well, maybe we'll take Henry, but Benny.
No, I'm through negotiating.
You got it.
Joey. Thank you, Joey. Thanks for taking care of my kid. He told me what you did.
Hey,
for
it was nothing, Tony.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you owe me, Joey. Nothing.
Larry's wheeled away.
What happened? Larry! It's gonna be okay, huh? Larry, I'm gonna see you through this every goddamn step of the way. You hear me, Larry? You hear me?
Joey, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. You're crazy, Larry. He's crazy. Get him out of here, huh?
I never did that.
What?
Larry, through, huh? His wife, come on.
He's put in the ambulance.
Larry!
Donna gets in.
Larry!
Joey is surrounded by press and grateful hostages.
Joey!
Tina jumps up and down in the crowd.
Tina!
Joey!
Tina!
She pushes through to him and they hug.
Where's Lisa?
Where the hell's
your daughter?
Oh, my daughter. Now she's my daughter.
Yeah, I'm talking to the court order, she is.
What are you yelling at me for?
I don't know. Come here, you God.
Oh, God.
Looks like you missed all the fun.
Teenagers.
What are we gonna tell them?
We? I ain't talking to them, no way.
I'm gonna be in big trouble. You better leave.
No problem. I'm gone.
The lad, dressed in black punk-style clothing, strides off. Lisa, with back-combed hair, a short taffeta petticoat and black tights, watches Joey and Tina hug. Tina sees her and gasps. Lisa folds her arms.
Come here, Lisa. Come here.
Long-haired Lisa beams and jogs to them. They have a group hug.
You don't want me to drive you home?
Oh, come on, Joe. You don't get back in the driver's seat that easy.
Yeah. Hey, Tina. You feel like giving an old car salesman a second chance?
She smiles and their eyes lock in a fond gaze. Lisa sits in the passenger seat, smiling. Tina glances at her, then turns back to Joey.
You come over to the house for supper tomorrow night. We'll cook up some of that old bologna of yours and see how it goes down.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See you, Dad.
Tina drives off. Smiling to himself, Joey removes his jacket as he walks down the road. Larry's blood is on his shirt.
No more the hanky-panky. You go straight home.
Straight home?
Yeah.
Yo! Hey, Joey! Joey! Hey, Benny, I'm out of here.
Joey, thanks, man. Thanks for coming through for us.
Hey, Benny, that's a new motto. Everybody gets out alive.
Yeah. Monday, huh?
Monday. Ah.
Hail Silver! Mason!
Joey in his car.
Hey, you want a deal? You give me a call. I think you know the number, right?
Thanks, O'Brien.
You got it, huh?
God, I love to sell.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever you find me.
ITFC audio description.
Every woman he sees. There's always some kind of woman that's putting him up a tree. Now that kind of man, he ain't got as much sense as a mule. just a playing you for a fool.